broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello. Hello. It's October the 25th. It's show 986. And this is a little unusual because I'm Math, and over there, impressed that in is the always awesome Lee.
Hi.
And also in Wales is the something that rhymes with B for Beth. Bewildered. The bewildered. Bemused.
Bemused. Bewitched. Beth.
Hi.
Hi.
Bewitching.
And over there in Canada is the terrifying Tamara.
Oh,
and my boys.
It's the last.
And my boys. Chicken, chicken boys.
So Bloody Beth. It's Bloody Beth.
Bloody Beth. There we go. That's it.
Because it's Halloween, Beth.
Yeah. Just,
that's
not,
all right.
Not bitch tits, Beth.
Yeah, we'll go.
Ooh, well,
whatever Halloween. Works.
Oh, yeah.
That's for Valentine's Day.
Resting bitch
no,
tits.
No, that's sugar tits.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Wow, we're early into the show.
Bouncing tits is Easter. Because the rabbits pop, pop.
You're overthinking this. Stop thinking about my tits, D, okay?
Hey, man, it's not my fault. I didn't start thinking about them. But I'll finish thinking about them.
In fact, if the truth be told, Beth brought her own tits up.
This is true.
Yes.
Well, yeah, no. You did say bitch tits.
I did say bitch tits. Well, that's my gaming name, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, how's
Beach Bobby is for summertime.
Already gone off the rails.
Beach Bobby.
Didn't take long, did it?
Oh, I've missed having all four of us.
Yeah. I know, right?
Well, we've had relative calm, baby. Haven't we? No chaos or anything.
Oh, last week's show was so easy to edit and show short.
Oh, so fucking boring. I was bored.
I was bored as well. And it was like...
It was just two old men catching up. That's all it was.
There's something missing, you know. Je ne sais quoi.
But nothing important.
Conversion sandwich for a start.
Well, all right.
Something said conversion sandwich. We will be converting you with sandwiches.
But I'm in. Convert me away.
So, Lee, what have you been up to this week?
Well, Math. Not a lot, really.
No? Kelsey Breeze.
Although I had a lovely night on Saturday.
Did you?
I did, at karaoke. It was very quiet.
You seemed to enjoy yourself.
So I got I had literally my favourite singers to myself all night.
And I was there.
And Math was there, right? And he sang Queen all night, and he was absolutely on form. Oh,
God,
my God. It was the best I'd heard you sing a collection of Queen song in years. There was something right. Your voice was right. The songs you chose, the order. It was bloody awesome. It was
did
one
you
of those nights.
Any of this for that?
I didn't know, because you have to be there. It's special. It's VIP only, I'm afraid. I think everybody else in Prestatyn seems to think that the college club is VIP and they're not on the list and they can't come in, because they don't.
Oh, bully.
Very, very quiet. But so I had my own personal karaoke night on Saturday.
Did you sing?
No. It wasn't time. I had to try and get Math to sing 17, 18 songs. That didn't work.
I only did nine.
I know.
Oh. It's a Math concert.
Yeah, but so I had that, and it was very, very nice. Thank you for coming down and entertaining
pleasure.
Me.
Probably be there again this weekend.
Okay.
But I'm ill at the moment, so I don't know how much singing.
Oh, no.
Oh, you'll be better by then, don't worry.
I think you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle to like, be better than last week, though. That's the thing.
That's it, isn't it? It's downhill from there on.
The theme was there. Every song was just...
No, ABBA. You should do an ABBA set.
Really high ABBA songs.
Oh, ABBA.
Here you go.
ABBA.
Really high.
Yeah.
Not that kind of high.
You got to be really high to sing ABBA, baby.
So that's my week.
Okay. Ladies in alphabetical order, Beth, what have you been up to?
I haven't really been up to much either.
Yeah.
Just working away, doing stuff. Nothing exciting.
Okay. Not working somewhere else. You mean working away like beavering away? Beaver, ooh, so busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It have been a lot of designs appearing on Inkspiration.
There has.
And there's been some fantastic designs. Oh my God. One of your Halloween designs I nicked as a Halloween wallpaper.
Nice.
Rude. So I would have charged you for that.
It's so good.
Which one was it?
It was a Halloween. I think there was a castle or a house in the distance and trees and spooky.
Was there a cat in the
couple
in
of
the
pumpkins
foreground?
In the front?
Hold on.
It's probably the one that you put on as your wallpaper.
It just
it was wallpaper sized.
So good. So good. And because I took it from Discord. And I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether the dimensions were right. I tried to make everything 1920 by 1080.
Right.
So
okay.
It might have been a little bit short. But
yeah, I am a little bit short. Yeah.
I used Photoshop to
AI fill it. Nice.
Great job.
Cool.
But yeah, that was an awesome one. It really, I thought that looks so profesh.
I've been doing 3D ones.
Oh my God.
I adore that one so much.
That's really clever, isn't it? Because it looks so deep.
Yeah.
If you see it on a flat plane, it's like hardly.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Cuts them on wood.
It is wood.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be doing that as well soon.
Yeah. I don't know where my other ones have gone. Oh, here. There you go.
Love it.
And that's just flat.
Yep.
Well, it's carved. It's etched
it's
into
a little
the
bit
wood.
In, but it's not as in as you imagine.
Like it looks more.
Yeah.
Like when you look at it, it looks like it's growing out.
Can you rest a cup on it and it'll be flat?
Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool. Wow.
See, no mushrooms pushing the cup off.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So good. God, we got some talent in this group, haven't we?
Well, now we're going to see what T's been up to this week, and you know our minds are going to be blown.
Oh no!
Follow that, T.
I know, right? No, honestly, I don't think I've been doing much because the job I only do twice a week is literally killing me. It's my hips are just I'm in agony.
Hips don't
all
lie.
The time.
So, obviously, you weren't here last week because you were working. Do your days
because
that you
I
work
had to work
change?
No, that was just like a 6 o'clock in the morning text from my boss saying, is there any way you could come?
Oh, right.
And I was like, okay, yeah, why not? You know, like I don't want her in, like, they don't have enough staff. And when one person leaves, it would have messed up the entire day. And there were, so we have 7 rooms and there were five or six rooms to clean. There were 6 rooms to clean. So that would have just totally demolished their day.
Right.
So yeah, I did it. But I did message saying, I don't normally work and say yes to work on Wednesdays because
Did you
I
tell them
busy.
About this little side gig you do on Wednesday?
Of course I did. Yeah, of
Your
course
unpaid
I did.
Side gig.
Unpaid side gig. Like she got money.
Right.
I'm a guest on a British internet radio show and they pay me very well. Can you please compensate?
Yeah.
In smiles.
Yeah.
it's taking me more time to recover from, and it's interesting while I'm doing the work, I'm not feeling pain.
Mm. You stop.
That's because you're concentrating elsewhere.
And, yeah. And then, so when I get home and I sit down for like 5 minutes and then I stand up and I'm like, so yeah, it's quite painful.
There's the answer. Don't sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, if you've
quit your job,
sitting, just don't get up. Yeah. Quit. All right. Oh, and I find myself singing that Smith song. I was looking for a job and then I found a job and heaven knows I'm miserable now. I found myself singing that out loud at my job.
You should say, I needed some money and I got some.
Yeah. Right.
That's the way to look at it.
Yes. No, absolutely. The money has helped a lot. So
good.
Yeah. So I've got to get back on to this Christmas show business, but Christmas I've taken a break.
Business. She's writing Christmas. Our Christmas show. Did you not know?
Christmas show business.
No business like snow business.
So yeah, business that's about, I know. That is about all for me.
Okay, cool. Shall we get on to some emergency questions then?
What, Matt, yeah. What have you been doing?
What? We didn't hear what you did.
We already know that I went to
we kind of know.
Yeah, I'm going to Prestatyn every weekend.
What was your take on your visit to Prestatyn on Saturday? How good was the DJ? Was he really good?
The DJ was amazing. I heard that from all of you. I built you up, mate.
Come
that
on.
Goes without saying. Carry
no, it should
DJ
not go without saying.
Really needed.
But I will say,
oh, where
it was
we
a fucking awful journey getting there.
Oh, I heard about that.
Horrendous.
Took you 4 hours?
Yeah, 4 hours to do a 2-hour journey.
Wow.
And it was like...
It's because of that 20 mile an hour in Wales, Beth.
Yeah,
it's our fault.
It's
our fault.
Fuckers.
It's been raining so bad that a lot of the roads that I normally would use were closed. And I don't generally use sat-nav because it's like, I know where I'm going and sat-nav's not going to get me there any more efficiently.
No.
But everybody else in my family is like, oh no, use the sat nav and then you can see if the roads are bad. It's like, all right, this time I will.
This time you did.
I did use it.
Oh, you did?
And
that's your problem.
I was like, right, so the A55 M6 looks like bad. So I'll go up the 51, which is up. It's foolish, really.
Chester, doesn't it?
Kind of, it does Chester Crewe area.
Yeah.
And we got to a point where there's a canal and it was road closed.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, tits. So I went back and I looked at the sat nav and the sat nav went, yep, just go right, it'll be fine. And then it was like,
you've got a very chilled out sat nav.
It was.
Just go right, it'll be fine.
Yeah, just go right.
Because he's got a really posh voice, you know.
You'll be all right, mate. I didn't tell you about the closed road you just had, but don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Well, I ended up in what can only be described as Welsh Texas Chainsaw Massacre country.
Yeah, it's Halloween.
Driving down roads that can only just fit two cars past if you go carefully without streetlights. Mm-hmm. Going through puddles that were up to my doors in the car. Cat call them puddles,
Gloucester.
Really. They're not puddles, are they? They're road
rivers. Rivers or lakes.
And running out of petrol.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I was so stressed out. I don't get stressed out normally.
No.
But I was actually hurting in my chest and stomach regions from stress. Because my car goes... Oh, you're running out of petrol every 5 minutes. Oh, by the way, you're running out of petrol. And it even flashes on where the nearest ones are. Like, you run out of petrol, here are some petrol stations for you. It just flashed up a blank screen.
Oh, I would shit my pants.
I did, nearly. And I was watching, you know, you've got, my car says, oh, you've got this many miles left in petrol.
Yeah, mine does.
And then... The sat nav's going, oh, you've got this many miles left to get to Preston.